strap is.
Today. Today's date. The 19th.
Today is Monday, November 19th. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll call this meeting to order. As Julie just read off the agenda items, again, they'll come up as items of business. Okay. Thank you. I know I said it in front of my letter. I was just about to read them as well. All right, so first item is pretty simple. Unfortunately, Overseer resigned this past Wednesday. So the first resolution is just recognition of his resignation. I did ask him for a resignation letter officially, have not received one as of yet. I just need to, I guess, remind him. He didn't seem opposed to it for whatever reason, but just haven't gotten one yet. And obviously when we receive that, that'll be public record. So I'll put a motion on the table to accept James Kutz's resignation effective last Wednesday, November 14th, 2018. And actually, a specific note, his last day was the 13th. He didn't come into work on the 14th.
I'll second.
Discussion? Sorry?
You carefully explained all the reasons that he resigned in your earlier email to me, all about the FFA, the loan he was getting, and all these other things. Is that the entire reason? That's the reason he left, is the reasons that you outlined in that email?
That's most of it. There were little side comments he made about some of the drama in the township, but as that was hearsay and he didn't put that in writing, I didn't include that in that email.
I don't have a written resignation from him either. So I do know that there have been other employees that resigned, and I did not get resignations from them either. So I'm just saying I don't have one. I assume Katie doesn't have one, or she would have spoke up.
I do not.
Do you have any discussion?
Call vote to accept his resignation. Yes.
Sorry, 2 seconds. Did you have?
No. No discussion. I mean, he left. I mean, what's there to discuss?
Not much.
Okay.
People not give worth a 2 weeks notice or anything like
nope.
that anymore?
I think it's not in the township anyway.
I think it's rare. I think part of it was James was with us since September 5th. So, I mean, 2 months. Agreed he probably should have, but I don't know. He, the circumstances were such that he needed to be on the go doing some other things, and we can provide that if you like. Okay, motion made and seconded. Those in favor to accept his resignation?
Aye.
Aye. All right, next item is we have a current operator, Robert McGowan, with 34 years' experience with Sedgwick County in their road crew. He first interviewed with us when Rick Brown was overseer, and I think I specifically asked him, and Katie got the impression as well in her telephone interview with him, because she was unable to be there the day that Julie and I met with him, that he didn't want the overseer position at the time. So when Rick passed, we didn't think to offer it to him, which is how he ended up as an operator, and James ended up as our overseer. Have since talked to him. He is interested in the position. So I'd like to first open for discussion because we need to discuss salary. He's currently at $37,500 for salary. So I'd open it up for discussion before putting an actual motion on the table.
Well, you have to motion first, or at least. Usually we motion second and then discuss, but...
Well, maybe
is it really
part
that?
Of the discussion is what exactly do we want the motion to
I know.
Be?
I'd put the salary in the motion, so...
Okay, well, I agree that this meeting should have been called for just the replacement of the overseer because we did lose one. So that's kind of an emergency, and that is the only reason that I think that special meetings should ever be held, especially in light of the fact that the township actually canceled. or at least Jeff and Katie voted to cancel October and
We're staying on the topic of Robert McGowan, please.
So Robert McGowan is a guy that's got lots of experience. However, when we had an interview with him, at that interview I asked Jeff to make sure that he checked all references and to take note of the references that he checked and what was said and hand them over to Katie and I, because I don't want anybody else on this township that cannot grade and doesn't know how to do roads. So that was my only request, and I still do not have that. So therefore, I really can't vote until I get that.
Okay. Your discussion?
I'd be willing to bump him up to 40 even.
Without references, is that right?
That's right.
He's already an employee. We've already hired him. He's already an employee. We've already done everything to hire him. We're just promoting him from operator to an overseer.
Has anyone else applied?
Okay, I'm sorry. Hang on. Sorry. I don't mean this to be rude. This is a closed meeting just for the board. It's actually not for open discussion.
Actually, this is not a closed meeting. It is never called.
Mean closed as in people couldn't show up. He meant closed as in you don't get to call at this time.
The rules are right here, Jeff, in the red book.
I don't have to let the public speak. You can ask Mr. Devinny about that.
This
okay?
is not
if you've seen your
period.
Operator operate the equipment.
It is.
Cannot.
It is
not a legal meeting.
Not a
church.
All right, let's move. We are staying on topic. Let's not get off. Let's continue
okay, well,
on. If
I
they want to make
vote
comments in the back
until I see the references have been checked. I was promised them. I don't have them.
You were given the names and phone numbers to do those references if you wanted them.
No.
Yes,
Jeff,
you were.
Your thing was, I'll call them because I asked you to.
Okay.
You know, you either do all of my job or none of my job. So.
Has anyone else applied for
that?
Not that I'm aware of. We do have a couple of part-timers, but I think Robert and Steve Jones, who is a part-timer, are the only ones that have the CDL that we need.
All right, so I'm already saying 40 for an annual salary for Robert McGowan. That's what I've got on the table.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a discussion
this
meeting.
This is why you guys
this is
have
not
problems, right?
A discussion
here.
Meeting. This is not
well,
by committee.
Apparently, it's not a legitimate meeting.
Just,
so.
Excuse me.
All right, I'm going to say just ignore it.
This is
and if
absolutely
they want to talk in the background, they can talk in the background. Let's
and
just
where's
focus.
The
Let's focus.
Clerk's report. Is it on here in the overseer's report and the Katie's report? Is it on the
it's
agenda?
Not a it's not a monthly meeting, Julie, and you know it.
You right. canceled that meeting, but this is a public
we
meeting.
Are staying
We're staying on
topic.
Robert McGowan.
Let's
These people
topic.
Want to
We're
say
staying
something.
On Robert McGowan.
But why did you throw in his salary right. when that wasn't on the agenda, on the discussion?
And we don't usually
it is
discuss
part of the discussion.
It was not read off on the agenda of a salary
no.
decision.
What right. is the normal salary of that?
My thought was 42. So you don't have to go that high.
Why is it making
I'd rather wait
not
at
happy
40
with what it was offered
now.
Or something?
Sorry?
I'd rather stay at 40 and
okay.
go off with the performance
I'm okay with that.
For the future.
Okay. All right. I'm okay with that. All right. I'll put a motion on the table to promote Robert McGowan to overseer at a salary of $40,000 per year. All those in favor?
Well, it needs seconded, Jeff.
You're right. Sorry.
I'll go ahead and second it, Jeff.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion's made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
I'm not going to oppose, I'm going to abstain simply because I want to ensure the references are there. So please mark that in your minutes that you are going to write that I abstained until I see references are checked and experience has been verified.
Okay. Okay. We'll move on to the September vouchers. Yeah, right off the bat, these are bills that have already been paid. Julie and I have a difference of opinion on this. No way around it. I mean, there's nothing different from all the vouchers were sent to all three board members. The receipts were sent to all three board members. questions were allowed to be asked, et cetera. So I'll put a motion on the table to...
I just have one question.
I'm sorry, you're right. Discussion.
One quick question. How did you and Katie sign these checks? Because it takes two people, and that's a legal public meeting. So how did you do that?
You're right. We just signed them.
Oh, together.
Is it legal for both of you to make decisions at a table, at a boardroom meeting like this, just on your own and exclude everybody else?
No,
and think that you can get away with just making your decisions?
It's not an open meeting.
It's
none of your concern.
Just ignore it.
I pay my taxes. It is my concern.
That's tax.
That's not what I meant by that. I'm sorry. Wrong word. I totally meant... I didn't mean it that way. I really didn't.
Okay, I just wanted it on public record that you and Katie met.
Yeah, because we voted in the last special meeting. We continue to pay our bills, so we will not have late fees. All of the emails were sent to you. All of the vouchers were sent to you. All of the receipts were sent to you, which you have chosen to ignore and not respond to. So we continue to pay the bills, yes.
Oh, I've responded, Jeff. You've just chosen to ignore my responses.
It's not true.
Actually, I have a bill
it's
here that only Katie paid.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
That's a good question, how only I paid a bill.
Only got your signature on.
That's a good question, how that got paid without any other signature. That's not supposed to make it through the bank without a second signature.
Well, the bank already told us that they don't look it over. It's your job to look over it. To make sure that everything's signed.
You actually have access to look at
I believe that
no, I do not, Katie.
But this is on you. Don't blame or point a finger.
It's not the bank's fault.
I believe that was... You're right. I'm looking at it, and there's not a second signature on it. That DOT, the examiners, that was an extra check that was in addition to the vouchers. It got added last minute. So if it got paid by itself, it was just an accidental oversight. It's for $60. It wasn't some major scandal. I apologize for myself that I didn't oversee that. It was, like I said, it was a last-minute add to that list, I believe, and that's how it got paid.
What list? I want to make sure I have this down correctly.
I'd
have to go back and look.
All right, we're working on September.
You're holding it up, waving at me.
You're
working on September.
Right now, and approve it, Jeff.
Okay.
What
we're working on September.
Chris.
Because this check is the only one for October 15th.
I don't see that on Katie's list, frankly. No, it's not there.
I don't have an answer for you at the moment. I'd have to go back and look.
Well, let's see if it's on November.
We're not doing November.
Okay, let's see if it's on October. No, I don't see it.
That may have been approved the previous month. I believe, actually, yeah. We had a check get... Was it the check that got lost by... medical examiners. And I'm thinking that through.
That's the Richard Brown one that got lost. So yeah, I'll have to look. I don't have my computer here to look at everything. I can't go back and look.
Didn't we have a check that we had to reissue?
What category did we put it under?
Julie, just a minute, please.
I'll have to, when I get to my computer, look it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that was a reissuance of a lost check that was previously approved in a meeting. I can find that out. I can find documentation for that.
Well, if it was reissued, it'd be in one of these, wouldn't it?
Julie.
I'm just asking. Is that a crime? Yes.
In one of what?
In one of these two reports,
if you reissued it and
canceled the initial one, which you should have if it was lost, then it would be in one of these. one of these voucher reports, either for October.
You're right. So maybe I didn't put it on there because it was actually approved in the August or the July.
I was trying to find out from Katie what category she put it in, because chances are it might be right here and I can see it.
Probably the same as the other, professional fees. Right
is that there. Where you put them, professional fees?
Well, there's three right here in the September, the beginning of the September.
For the drug testing? Yeah, I know. We had like three bills from them. I just don't know.
It's under professional fees.
Okay. It's fine.
Okay.
September.
Does the township use an accounting firm or anything like that?
Ladies and gentlemen, why do I have to keep saying this? This is not a meeting, okay? I mean, this is not.
You were just addressing us, explaining something to us.
You know what? So but I know. So I'm trying to be. Okay, fine. Then I'm done recognizing you guys for today, okay? Honestly.
Yes, we have payroll for salary. A payroll company That's for the payroll. We have a CPA for payroll. And yes, I would like to put all expenses with him, but it's not going to happen.
Thank you for addressing us, Jean.
September.
Listen, I appreciate that everybody's frustrated right now. I really do. And I really want to address all that. We're looking forward to next year. We've got new employees, a new board. We want to move forward. And I just want to get to that spot. All right?
We can't get to that point if you're going to ignore us.
Chris.
Okay. So I'm going to move.
No, I'm going to address this real quick. All you had to do was ask me to have a civil conversation. You sent me 6 emails calling me names, calling me an idiot, calling other employees idiots, calling me lazy. All you had to do.
Are you getting off topic here again? Like you were just
yelling.
Funny
ass
time to get out off your lazy.
Not true. Not true.
To check the road.
Not
yep,
true.
I have them.
The rest of them are statements. I do too. The rest of them are statements.
So let's get this cleared up right now. This is my petition, and this ain't going to rest until you resign.
Okay.
All right. It's not mine.
You're right.
Well, stop putting it places that it is.
That's the only place I did in that email. That was
it doesn't matter. Yes, you have a whole citizen's letter and everything else going out.
Which didn't go out. You're right.
The agenda did, though.
No, it didn't. It went to her.
That's public information.
You're right. It is.
Stay focused.
This is.
Stay focused. Stay focused.
You're right.
A special meeting.
Julie, I have the right to speak just like you do, and I'm saying let's stay on topic.
Let these people get their stuff asked, and then.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put a motion on the table to accept these September vouchers. So moved.
I'll second.
Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
I will not support that because it was not done in a public meeting.
Okay.
So are you abstaining or opposing?
I'm saying no.
Okay. Okay. Move on to the October vouchers. These are the same ones that you were emailed, Julie, except for the very last entry. I believe Katie added the excavator payment, since that's coming up December 1st.
How does this differ from the one that you overnighted me, courtesy of FedEx?
I have to overnight.
I just wondered, is it just the one
I didn't send you this one in FedEx, but since we cannot be anywhere near each other one-on-one,
I
FedExed
it. That's your doing, honey, not mine.
okay.
You're the one that went to the sheriff, not me. I don't go to your house. In fact, I just want to know for the public record.
No, let's for the
my
public record.
My phone has a GPS on it that's on high density. That means that at any time a policeman or any law enforcement wants to see.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're staying on topic with the October vouchers. I'd like to make a motion to approve the October vouchers as they've been sent to the board members with a note of that excavator payment on the end there. So moved.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed. Okay. Next item of business is I did talk to the Senior Center about having our December 27th meeting there at 6:30. They did say that was available, so I want to put a motion on the table as that's the location to hold the meeting there.
Second.
So moved. Or discussions or...
How much is it going to cost?
There hasn't been a fee in the past, but they do like donations. So we could...
Typically I've written out a check form in the past. That's why I was wondering.
We could agree to a donation.
$75 has been the normal donation.
Okay. I'm okay with this. I'm okay with a $75 or $100, either one.
Senior Center, December 27th, 6:30, $75.
Amendment to the motion I just said, I'll add with a... do we have a consensus? $7,500, either one?
We can go with the $75.
Okay. With a $75 donation to the Senior Center in Rose Hill. So moved.
Second.
Okay, motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. The next item of business is with moving Robert to overseer, we'll need to hire an operator. In the past, we've come and done a motion every time that we even want to just place ads for new positions. So I'm going to put a motion on the table that when we have an open position, we can just move forward with the business of the township, place ads, interview and hire for that position. So moved.
I'll second that, but I also want to say, make sure, yes, the same places we approved in the past are the ones that we're going to use.
I'm sorry, say again?
The same publication locations and all that where we advertised in the past is where we're going to use again.
Great.
Yep.
Okay, then I'll put an amendment on my motion to include the same publication, the two publications of record, and our website as well.
I'll second the amendment.
So moved. Motion has been made.
We're adding a third one?
No, just the about where it's published. Sorry, I'll restate.
Okay, we already have a resolution.
I'll restate.
Well, hold on, we already have a resolution in place that says the people that you can advertise with. Are you changing that?
No.
I think it said manpower and other times. And
right. No, we're not changing that. Katie was just making sure that we didn't omit that. Okay. So, motion on the table to place the ads ongoing for vacant positions.
So if you could just discuss that when we're finished.
I thought I just asked and I didn't say anything.
When you're just seconding. It isn't about who to place the ad with. It's more about the fact that you're doing it ongoing basis without reauthorization from the board. And here's my only problem with that. In the past, I just don't think you're going to tell anybody, like, 10 emails later, trying to get James's time for a public record.
Okay, we're staying on the
I am
ads.
Staying on topic.
No, you're not.
10 emails later, I finally got it, and at 11 o'clock at night, after all these
we're
emails...
We're talking about placing ads for new positions.
Or answer,
really.
You finally told me that James had resigned, and I'm afraid if we give you a blank check, I'll never know if anybody comes or goes from the township. It'll just be you and Katie. So that's the only reason I would oppose that. I don't care if you do it, authorize it for the current position that we need right now, which is for a overseas assistant. But
operator.
For anything else, no.
Okay. All right. Motion on the table to place ads and fill vacancies when we have them. The entire board will still be involved with interviewing. The entire board will still be involved with voting on whether we hire these people. We're just talking about placing the ads to get the process going.
Eventually, you're right. All board members will know. E. Benjamin.
So moved.
And I seconded.
Just again, please.
Okay. Second again.
Okay. Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye. For the reasons given.
Okay. All right. The next one is about putting out a response to the petition for Esther. The only thing I'll say here is, you know what, there's two sides to every story. No matter how much is said, there's always the other side.
Well, I think you need to amend that statement first and take my name out of it, because I am not the one that started.
I haven't made a statement yet, Julie. I said the petition for ouster is all I said.
My name needs to be removed officially from the record. It says I started that petition. I did not. The man who did is right there.
Fair enough. Okay, so I'll just put a motion on the table that that we can publish something in our public, our papers of record, put it on our website, a response to this petition for Esther.
So, how did you pay for all the papers that you handed out?
My personal pocket.
Yeah. Why am I paying for your guys' stuff to counteract with something so petty and childlike? When it's facts, it's being stated right
so,
now here that he's when he started it. And from what's obviously laid out here on the table,
the ouster petition is kind of frustrating because I have gotten to see a copy of it, and some of it's
just...
Yeah.
You sure give him a couple of them. Pass them out to everybody.
Some of it, I read through it, and yeah, it's wrong, it's inaccurate, and yeah, I do want to say something to that. I would like to be able to keep it at a minimal cost to the township, though.
Agreed. You want to put a dollar amount in here?
So,
I'm going to tell you something right now. What you guys are doing is misuse of public funds. You are illegally acting on this. There is nobody over here that's going to say you are doing the right thing. You're not. And the thing is, this is great. I want you to. Because it's just one more nail in your coffin.
Mm-hmm.
And you, Katie, are voting with everything he wants.
Do not spend township money to defend yourself.
Hell no, you can't.
What do you think O&E insurance is? Honestly.
You're not being sued.
Honestly, what do you think O&E insurance is? So you're going to tell me if a couple hundred dollars to this?
Yes. Let your record, let your actions be your defense. That's all we're saying.
You cannot do this. It's public funds. You cannot use public funds to pay for what you think is really happening.
You're charging us as public officers.
No, I'm not.
I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry.
Stop it.
Julie.
And the way you treat people in township meetings is absurd.
I am, however, helping.
And then you want to use our money.
You really don't know what you're talking about.
I've sat in meetings where you've got... My mom has jumped in between you and another man. I don't know what I'm talking about.
You mean the one that jumped up and physically intimidated me? Is that the one you're talking about?
You're scared?
Is that the one...
Is that what you're saying? Is your...
Is that the one you're talking about?
Physically intimidated? Is somebody bigger than
you?
We're not... Walking past you to make you that scared?
We're not acting like this.
Where my mom has to get in between you walking?
All right.
You're a child, Jeff.
So, now if y'all want to put this in and you make yourself a little note down here, like every other campaign person has to do, that you paid for it as part of your campaign issues for the future or whatever, that's fine. But you cannot use public funds. And I just wish you would. I wish you would ignore me just today like you ignored me for the entire last year and a half. I wish you would go ahead and do it.
Keep making your accusations, Julie.
Accusations?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, in order to publish something in response...
You'll have to do what Chris did. You'll have to come to organize a meeting for yourself.
Julie, may I finish my statement?
Sure, go ahead. Let's go.
in order to file a to send a response to this, I would then have to be speaking as a township official, which means that I would need board okay to speak as a township official if I'm putting something in a paper.
No, you don't have to. You can put something as an individual in it. Now, you and Jeff together, that's different. But you can do it by yourself. You can do it by yourself. And you cannot use public funds. You cannot. I mean, I don't know what it is. I'm trying to be calm about this. I don't know why you don't see that. I shouldn't have to explain all these rules. You're certainly been around long enough to know this. And you were raised in 4-H. You know the Robert's Rules of Order. And you know where to look up stuff. Just saying, I cannot believe that you would even... I mean, I think it's wonderful that you actually put it in writing. Even if you got to the meeting and I said, well, do you guys even know what you're doing? You can glare at me all you want, Katie. But
not
what you're
glaring.
Doing is wrong. And if you guys want to rebut Chris's petition, then you need to do your own... He needs to do his own. You need to each do your own rebuttals, however you got to pay for them, and whatever meetings you got to have is all on you.
And that's also something that I'm not necessarily opposed to.
Fine. Then you do it yourself, and Jeff can do his
self.
Well,
this looks to me like we're both on the same petition.
Doesn't matter.
Sure does.
No, it doesn't, because you're named on the same petition.
This is a legal document.
It doesn't mean that you guys can join together.
This is a legal document that you're turning into the county. That has one signature from one citizen to both of us.
And that's the guy you should say.
I'm addressing you that are talking about this, okay? That's all I'm doing. Sorry. I recognize that Chris is
Look, you're a very wealthy man. You can go get an attorney and you can get his
attorney. What does that have to do with anything? Again, you're going to bash me for that.
No, you just need to call an attorney. This could have all been solved if you would have gone ahead and hired that attorney that you and Katie both talked
You've
to.
You've gotten an answer from the county attorney, and you absolutely refuse to do
what
it.
What I've gotten is...
You refuse. You have said, he's such a weenie, I'm not following his rules.
Listen, I never said I would not follow his rules.
You absolutely did, and I have the email that shows it.
Please bring it.
I will.
Okay? Just because the guy doesn't cut you off at the knees like he should doesn't mean he's a bad guy.
I didn't say
it.
It
just means
that's
he has no budget for townships.
No, that's not at all what
you
said.
Well, you're twisting his words.
I'm not.
You say that I don't do what he says, and you name him. Every email you name him in goes straight over there to him.
That's fine.
I'm just saying.
It's fine.
So here's something I will throw out right now. My monthly reports are still happening. They're being put on the website.
Let's stay on topic. We're not.
Well, this is regarding the oust.
No, it's regarding. We're talking about publication. Just.
You know, just like Chris, he went to a public meeting, which is as it should be, to talk about this. That's exactly how it should be. If you guys want to separately hold a public meeting, because remember, I know you guys don't believe this, but every time you're together, alone, you are in a public meeting. Every time we're at Jeff's house, as an agenda meeting, we're in a public meeting. Every time you get together to sign checks, you're in a public meeting.
It's not true.
Okay.
Every time.
So
every time we're together
that.
Doesn't mean we're talking township stuff. You have also been told by the county attorney that every time we can talk township stuff all we want. We just can't take action.
Is that what his conclusion said?
We can't take action. And that's what the attorney general's office said. We can't pass bills. We can't take action.
You can't argue with you, Jeff, because you're always right and everybody else is just screwed up.
I hold up a mirror. For
Let's wrap
life.
This up.
It's
you're
ridiculous.
Still recording, correct?
Yes.
Let's let them sign a bill over. Technically, at the beginning of the meeting, we're not allowed to say anything. Let them take action.
Yeah. Well, I am not going to support something like that, but you guys go ahead. In fact, I really wish you. Because there's probably a way you can get around it. But don't put the agenda out with my name on that like it is.
Fine, I stand corrected. It's very interesting, though. And let's put this on the recording, that you are the first one on the Rose Hill Neighborhood Watch Facebook's thread to mention your meeting last Thursday.
I don't know about that.
You're the first one to mention the meeting. So I think you kind
of
put the idea out there to call that meeting. Which is illegal, Julie.
Who cares? You need a meeting at 2:00.
You want to speak to this?
Well, that's what you guys, that's what you guys are saying. That's what you're saying now.
I've got the screenshots to back it up. Just like you accused me of not giving him records.
I do too.
I got the screenshots to back it up that I did give him all the records he requested. The ones that he hasn't gotten and the ones that he asked you guys for.
That's
you still get the bank statements? Did you get those? Okay.
And the email that I just sent, God, you're just unbelievable. That I have the receipt that they were sent certified mail on the 29th, and that they, I have the screenshot from the U.S. Post Service website that they were received into your post office box on the 31st. That's what I know.
Yep.
If they were there, they're not there. They are there?
They're there.
Okay.
I got a phone call a little bit ago stating that they are there.
Okay. Thank you. Julie sent me an email that you were still looking for them, so
yes,
I didn't know.
It was a large package.
They had to put it somewhere.
Into another car.
Okay.
Post office mistake.
Okay. All right. She sent me an email that you hadn't gotten them, so I didn't know how that.
That time, that's what I was told.
Okay. Fine.
I don't know. This one is one that I'm kind of on the fence on. I mean, do I want to? Absolutely. How do I want to do it is kind of a...
Fine, we can table it.
I think you should strike it.
And I think Julie is saying on the record that she is 100% perfectly fine if I type something up on my own and publish that on my own.
Well, yeah, because you did that to the sheriff's office.
Even though I am a board member speaking as a board member and not as an individual.
Okay. Again, let's stay on this. Stay on topic.
I know, I'm staying.
No, but that wasn't on topic. That was something else you wanted to add. If I'm going to say it to her, I got to say it to you. So let's just... All right.
You're going to table
you
it
to table
or
this?
Strike it? I'm just asking so I can know that... Is it matters.
All right.
Well, can we change it to the trustee and treasurer can individually post their own responses in the newspaper?
No, because let's just make it...
Truthfully, you guys can make any resolution you want if you want to say... that everybody has to work one kind of way, you can resolutionize that.
Okay. I'm just going to pull it and strike it from the agenda then.
Okay. Let the record show number 7 was struck.
All right. The last item of business is there's been some requests to put some of these recordings on the website. Part of how we saved money with Lee Media was they took a template from a previous website they'd done, and so there's not a field or a category for additional recordings. There's only one field in there for a recording, so we'd have to ask them to make a few changes to enable further recordings on the website. Honestly, I don't have a quote yet on that. We could put a dollar limit here in this motion and not go above it. And see if that is enough to establish that function.
Well, I'm going to say that, you know, we're already committed to the website. We're already paying for the website. We've already paid for the website. And all the recordings need to be on the website. I wouldn't think that it would be too much more to add that on.
Is it still going to the cloud?
It's never been in the cloud.
Isn't that what you requested last time, is that... that they have access so that you can funnel the big recordings, the larger ones that are huge, into the cloud and store them there?
No, that was one of the ideas that came up.
So we're storing them on their server? Or?
Yeah, frankly, because I got a different recorder that records at different speeds, and the file sizes are about a quarter of the size that they were originally when that was going on.
Is that going to include the agenda meetings too? And any special meetings? I'm just asking.
Recordings
not trying to pick a fight.
Recordings that we have, yes.
Public meetings only? Or the 15th, third Thursday meetings? Is that the only ones that are going to be on there?
No, we can put these meetings on there as well.
Well, that's the plan.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that as long as I have a I need an estimate. Need an estimate. Or you need a ceiling on that.
Okay. Do you have a number for a ceiling in mind?
I don't know if I want to tell them what the ceiling is.
Agreed. If I get it, if I agree to get an estimate, can we just finalize this over an email then?
I think it should cost more than $300.
That's the range that I was thinking, 3 to 5 at the most, but I can't imagine it costs more than that.
No.
Okay, so how about we make the motion such that it has a ceiling of, Julie's saying 300, you're thinking 300.
So I'm okay with 3 to 5 is what I have in mind, but
3 to 4?
Like I said,
Let's just go 4. We'll be in the difference.
Okay.
Okay.
So a motion on the table to have Lee Media improve the functionality for recordings on our website with a ceiling of $400. We'll get an estimate first shown to all the board members before we go forward with that. So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Now I would redact how much money. And then show her the minutes.
And so what? Sorry.
I would redact the amount of money that we used. Redact that and show her the minutes, so that she could use that to act on, which is what she should always have to change that website. Something in writing.
Okay. What's your opinion? Okay.
About stuff like that.
All right, 2:44. I'm going to call us adjourned. Thank you.